Native American critics hesitant to accept Elizabeth Warren's apologies. By Hannah Blow on August 27, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, is struggling to gain the trust of Native American critics, despite apologizing for making mistakes in the past. While Warren seems to be skyrocketing in the polls, overtaking Joe Biden, D, and tying with Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, for first place nationally in the Monmouth University poll released Monday, she is still struggling to win the support of Native American critics, who are hesitant to accept the apologies related to her false claims of heritage. Politico spoke to some of Warren's Native American critics, and while some say they will not be able to vote for her in either the primary or general election, in the event she becomes the Democrat nominee, others are waiting to see if Warren can demonstrate that she truly understands why her false claims are problematic. Per Politico, it's a good strategy for her, but it doesn't address the central issue of Cherokee sovereignty. How will you repair the harm you have caused? She has not even admitted what that harm was, Cherokee citizen and educator Joseph Pierce said. Cherokee journalist Rebecca Nagel tweeted, "Warren should have said this instead, 'My family and I are white. It was my privilege to never question what my parents told me. And those of us who falsely claim Native identity undermine this fight for sovereignty.'" Nagel expressed her views in a HuffPost op-ed last week and demanded Warren recognize her family history, citing reports that some of Warren's family members were purportedly white squatters on Cherokee land. There is also speculation that some of Warren's great-great-great-grandfathers participated in the Trail of Tears. Nagel called on Warren to, once and for all, state she does not have a Cherokee ancestor and that she was wrong to claim one, something she has yet to do. "What I fear most is that if she does become the nominee, then it's going to be this ugly front and center issue where basically Native identity is going to be weaponized," Nagel told Politico. "If Warren doesn't take care of this issue in the primary stage, I don't think she's going to be able to handle it in a general election against Trump," she added. Politico continued, "That's why Warren's heritage claim is an issue," said Twyla Barnes, a well-known Cherokee genealogist who first looked into the senator's ancestry 7 years ago. "She put it on the national stage. It focuses on her. She's a public face of it," Barnes said. Some Native American activists are giving Warren the benefit of the doubt and praising her massive plan focusing on honoring and empowering tribal nations and indigenous peoples. Julian Brave Noise Cat, member of the Kanem Lake Banj Kesson, has applauded Warren for rebuilding relationships in the Native community. He found it encouraging the senator opened with an apology last Monday and used the term harm. "Some of the things people want her to say, it's hard for me to imagine any politician saying that verbatim," he said. "We should stop providing fodder to that. You don't have to vote for her." Josie Ross, a member of the Blackfeet Nation, told The Stranger, a Seattle-based alternative newspaper, that Warren's robust policy platform rights so many wrongs, if it's executed properly, of course. Despite that, Republican critics, particularly, predict the Pocahontas issue will persist if Warren secures the Democrat nomination. If she's the nominee and says, "Trump's dishonest," that's just the immediate counter: "You're dishonest about the most fundamental thing, who you were and how you got to your positions," Republican strategist Chuck Warren said, according to Politico magazine. "She's never given the answer to the core of the Trump charge, which is, she cheated. She cheated for personal gain. She hasn't answered that part of the attack," Republican consultant Dan Hazelwood added, echoing Nagel's concerns. The Massachusetts senator spoke at the Native American Presidential Forum last week and apologized to the crowd for making a mistake, but she kept the apology very general. "Like anyone who's been honest with themselves, I know that I have made mistakes," Warren told the crowd. "I'm sorry for harm I have caused. I have listened and I have learned a lot, and I am grateful for the many conversations we have had together," she added. Warren faced a similar situation last month after a town hall attendee in New Hampshire asked Warren how she can overcome the bridge with voters, given her past claims. While Warren admitted that she is not a person of color nor a citizen of a tribe, she failed to take total responsibility, attributing her claims to Native American heritage to family stories which she evidently did not bother to look into before identifying as a full-fledged Native American woman. but nothing about the way I identified ever had anything to do with my academic career, she added.